Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 29th day of January 2008. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, and we're going to have wide open phones. We're going to get into some of the lawsuits that have been filed and some of the actions being taken by some of the big gold mining companies against the private central banks who've been trying to artificially suppress the price of gold. They're buying a $300,000 ad in the Wall Street Journal exposing all of this, so the battle is joined. The heat is intensifying on the private crime syndicate that controls the issuance of currency and liquidity. We are also going to get into the Florida primary that is happening right now. We're going to get into some of the other Republican and Democratic primaries that are taking place, some of the dog and pony shows being engaged in with Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and, of course, the Republican candidates as the media tries to freeze out Ron Paul as he continues to gain massive momentum. Also, yesterday, Paul Watson wrote a blurb. He's now expanded it. Poor guy was up to midnight his time in England getting up the basic facts of a red-handed criminal operation going on in New Hampshire. In fact, the headline on PrisonPlanet.com is in the Prison Planet section at the left, top right-hand corner. And again, as I said, Paul Watson is updating this as we speak. He's going to be posting it at the top of PrisonPlanet.com in the next 10 minutes or so. We need to get this out to everyone. Bev Harris, New Hampshire recount, a criminal enterprise, vote fraud expert, convinced chain of custody is corrupt. Well, it's not just convinced. There's evidence of that violating every canon of chain of custody. Fresh from her confrontations in New Hampshire, during which public officials were grilled about slapdash chain of custody and ballot box tampering issues, Bev Harris is now convinced that a criminal enterprise is running the primary recount. That's a quote. Now, again, she's very reserved, ladies and gentlemen. That's an extremely hyper-bold statement from her. It is extremely bold. Harris was fundamental in vetting the production of the HBO special Hacking Democracy and has contributed towards bringing charges against vote fraudsters who cheated in Ohio in 2004. The average public doesn't know people went to prison. We need to add a link there showing that they went to prison. Harris traveled to New Hampshire personally to discover for herself the disgraceful lapses in chain of custody for the memory cards and ballot boxes used in the recent primary. Harris is featured in the video below, asking public officials, we're going to play some of that. John, I forgot to send you that link. Asking public officials, authorities, gods, rulers, how about public servants, about slits in ballot boxes as they brazenly deny that these slits are big enough to allow tampering amongst a myriad of other disturbing questions about chain of custody, like the fact that they wouldn't lock it in the vault or there were high-speed car chases that passed 90 miles an hour with them catching the van full of ballots, meeting with some shadowy character in a green Jeep. What they're doing here is a criminal enterprise, Harris told the Alex Jones Show today. It has all the earmarks of it. So, as promised, last night this was posted on PrisonPlanet.com. It's being massively updated and beefed right now. We'll be going up momentarily at the top of PrisonPlanet.com. It's already moved down the page somewhat. The updated version will be posted at the top. Then get posted on Truth News, Jones Report, Infowars.com, Infowars.net. I need you to get it out to everybody. This is proof. This is what the recount was all about. It will be for naught if we don't get this out to everybody. We'll be right back.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're going to have wide open phones today. We'll be getting into the unraveling economy, what's happening militarily in Iraq, the domestic New World Order police state grid being put into place. The NSA has announced it's going to be spying on government workers. Now, again, I've told you year after year for the lawsuits that have come out and the sources we have that most of the NSA is geared just to make sure that good DEA, good FBI doesn't catch the cocaine and heroin shipments. It's to make sure that nobody tries to bust the 747s taking off of kidnapped children that the government and private corporations traffic in. And by the way, they've been caught doing it, mainstream news, but nobody gets in trouble. It's to track government when different agents or agencies that are in different compartments are learning about cancer viruses and vaccines or poison in the water supply or eugenics operations or insider trading or corruption. The entire NSA grid is to keep control of the government and burn good guys. That's what over 90% of it is pointed at. That's finally in Reuters yesterday, and I never got to that. It is here in my stack, and I will be covering that today. Another story I haven't gotten to, we're going to cover right now. Then I'm going to get into election fraud and take your calls at 1-800-259-9231 on this Tuesday live edition. And we're here weekdays, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central, by the way, and I'm back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. I do 6 days a week of radio, just in case you're a new listener, firing out the times for you. Now, let me just walk through this. We know, and I know I talked about this some Sunday, but it needs to be talked about again, and I'd like to get your take on it, what you think should be done. We knew that it was White House enemies in the House and Senate that were being mailed the super weaponized anthrax. We knew it was American media that owns the National Enquirer and the editor that had done hit stories. They can be called hit pieces. They were accurate about the Bush daughters stumbling around drunk, falling on each other. He was the first person to get the super weaponized anthrax, and then they shut down the building, quarantined it all, and the feds carted away decades of Enquirer dirt on every politician you could imagine. So that was a nice cleaning house there. And then, of course, it came out that they knew within days that it was in the central mail facility in D.C., and then also at the sub-division of the Federal Postal Service that supplied the Capitol, and they didn't warn the people, they didn't shut it down, because they wanted those letters to go ahead and get to their targets. That was weeks after it, of course, hit Boca Raton, and what happened there with American media. And then the coup de grace, or the real nail in the coffin, the red-handed flag came up, and that was that the Bush White House, the cabinet, Bush, and of course the Vice President Cheney, were on Cipro, the anthrax-fighting antibiotic, on September 10th, 4 weeks before it first popped up in the news, or 3.5 weeks if you want to get technical. And this started leaking out and coming out in a few newspapers, and so the AP, during a press conference, asked Ari Fleischer in 2002, almost a year after it happened in October of 2001, late October, into November, about, we hear there's reports that the White House, much of the cabinet, much of the employees, the president, vice president, you can go read the AP article, by the way, it was in several other publications and wires, were on Cipro, the anthrax-fighting antibiotic that was handed out to everybody. Is that true? And Fleischer said, yeah, it's true. And they said, why? And he said, I'm not going to talk about it. Just a in-your-face, open threat to everyone. We're gangsters. We'll even tacitly admit to it in front of everybody. Then they tried to burn Hatfield, who had no connection to it. They tried to say they thought he'd brewed it up in his basement with a bucket. The FBI said it was low-grade anthrax. Then, indeed, it came out that it was super high-powered, miniaturized spores, which takes a huge factory installation to produce. I mean, this is level three bioweapons stuff. It was the AIM strain that the U.S. and England guard, and it had been coated at a microscopic level in bentonite, basically having little wings affixed to each spores to help them float around in the air better, aerosolize them when you open your letter or when it's sprayed out on your town. It wasn't some Russian variety, or it wasn't some primitive variety they might have in the Middle East. It was U.S. super weapons grade. And if you really ask me what happened, I think they botched it. Too much leaked out. It was a little too bold. They were planning to blame it on Saddam Hussein. Oh, look, we got hit by terrorists on 9/11, and a few weeks later we get hit by anthrax. At first they tried to say it was Iraq, but then too many people in the scientific community and in the government itself said, no, somebody in Fort Detrick got in. We even know who their name is. It was connections to Israeli intelligence, by the way. So they kind of just shut that down and use it for fear to get the Patriot Act passed. But they were intending to say that Saddam had done it, and guess how they were going to do that? In 2001, early 2001, Newsweek and everybody else reported this, the AIM strain was shipped as part of a science transfer from the CDC to Saddam Hussein's government, and it came out that Saddam Hussein's government hadn't even requested it. Now, remember, they weren't letting them have the tubes that pump air to drive the suction system for dental chairs. They weren't letting them have basic machinery that could make aluminum foil because it might be used in weapons. They weren't letting them have machines that could even stamp out the casings for bullets. They would ship them, you know, quote, all this healthcare equipment that Saddam would buy for his people, but then wouldn't give them all the parts for it. He'd have warehouse after warehouse full of it, and the media would say, look, there's warehouses full of equipment, but what they wouldn't tell you, and later this video was released side by side as 60 Minutes was there inside the warehouses, was that Saddam's people were pointing out, look, you ship us dental chairs without the tubes, without the electrical equipment, because we're not allowed to have anything. We're not allowed to even have basic medicines here, because it could be used militarily for our troops. But I'm already digressing. The point is, they just, out of the blue, ship him botulism, AIM strain, anthrax, everything. Planning to then frame Saddam Hussein and say he was behind the anthrax. But to make a long story short, here we are, 6 years plus, 6 years and change, what, 6 years and 2 months, 3 months later, and even the History Channel, Hearst Publishing owned, can tell the truth. I guess a blind hog finds an acorn occasionally, or broken clocks are right twice a day. But here it is.
Within weeks, five would be dead, and thousands of others exposed to one of the deadliest bacteria known to man.
There are very few people who have the Dutch skills to make a product this good.
Federal investigators discovered clues to the perpetrator's identity encoded in the bacterium itself.
There are 89 different types of anthrax, but each one has its own kind of trail. This one led directly back to our own defense establishment.
Was the U.S. government hiding a terrorist inside America's biodefense community? Some say yes, and that the official government investigation was a sham.
The only people who know anything about the subject are also the suspects.
They protected this individual.
What we're dealing with here is an inside job with a real insider who has secrets that nobody wants to get out. It's going to be too humiliating, too embarrassing.
All the spores were sent for immediate forensic testing. By the 10th of October, the analysis of the spores was complete. The results were horrifying. The bacterium that killed Robert Stevens and eventually infected seven of his colleagues was identified as the Ames strain, a strain long favored by and under the near total control of the U.S. Biodefense Program.
The U.S. Biodefense Program. I love how they call it that. Oh, it's for biodefense. As the Baltimore Sun a few years ago reported, they are creating thousands of gallons of, quote, liquid death, every type of known declassified stuff. You know, we always hear about 50, 60, 70-year-old bioweapon systems, but it's leaked, and James Weapons Quarterly has reported, they have bioweapons with 100% kill ratios. They kill everybody. They have them down even to someone who is Chinese or Mandarin in derivation, even subregions of China. They have it even down to where it will kill only certain genetic strains and genetic markers in certain groups of Arabic populations. They have it where it will kill Congo blacks versus far southern blacks. I mean, they have it all. And Cheney writes about it in the PNAC documents. And these are people who believe it helps the world to kill us. These are people who revel in killing. It's part of their power trip. Meanwhile, you're running around talking about which Republican you like, Mitt Romney, which Democrat, oh, I like Barack Obama. None of this even matters. They've been putting chemical weapons in our water for 60 years openly. We have the documents. Imagine what they're doing to us now. So go ahead and snicker and feel like you're part of the system. Go ahead and snicker and go ahead and be worldly and go ahead and wax your car and feel important. If you would have gotten involved and stood up to tyranny, we could have turned this around. We may still be able to do it, but we better get our priorities straight and get off the fence. those of you that are on the fence.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Tourme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you noticed they started with the bus drivers, the firefighters, the police putting GPS in their cars, tracking everything they do, making them thumb scan, making them jump through all the hoops. And then, well, if they're the enforcers and they've got to do it, why shouldn't they make us? Governments only bring tyranny in because powerful elites want to suck us dry. All of us, 99% of us, are going to be hurt by this system coming into place. I know now they're committed. They're not going to hold back. They're not going to quit. when I say that we could see mushroom clouds over our cities, the black ops that run this world will do it in a second. If they sample the wind and realize that you're going to go along with it and rally to them and kiss them and love them and hug them and thank them for being your savior when they stage the attacks, they will do it. Your fear, your ignorance will bring them. Just like a bleeding, crying, wounded sheep or antelope or hare in the mountains, in the woods, brings the coyotes, brings the wolves. The minute the globalists are sampling the internet, they're sampling the feedback of the public, they are tracking what the population is saying, and the only reason they haven't staged more massive terror attacks in this country, remember they said that it was going to happen, Al-Qaeda was going to hit us, it was going to be nuclear, it was going to be biological, our way of life was over, martial law was coming, they even passed the legislation, set it all up. They would have already done it, but we hit the front lines of the enemy, we went right at their heart, and we took the high ground from them, and the general public now knows what inside job means. They now know what false flag means. That is now in the nomenclature, and I'm hearing it everywhere. I'm hearing people use the term. You've done it. You did it. Emailing and going on the message boards and talking to people at church and showing films in your area and talking to your family at Christmas. You did it. You just look at yourself. Look what you've done. You've already saved millions of people. There is no doubt. And by millions, they could kill tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands here, and then invade third world nations and kill hundreds of thousands, if not millions, as they have already done. You've saved a lot of lives. Now, I told you we'd enter the catch-22, though. So much of life is a paradox. So much of life is damned if you do, damned if you don't, as they say. Because now that they're cornered, now that their global agenda is stalling, now that people hate government worldwide, now that they're losing more credibility, now that their credibility is literally bleeding out, they are more dangerous than ever. But they would have already staged attacks. They would have already done what they were going to do if we hadn't exposed them. And then they would have had the initiative and the people wouldn't have known who was behind it. Now we force them. And I believe that they're going to do something. I don't know when. Something big. The way they salivate and talk about mushroom clouds, that will probably be it. It could be bio. We could discuss that today. I'd like to hear your views, your thoughts. We brainstorm together. This show is a think tank, a college of ideas. My ideas, the guest ideas, your ideas. But now if they do it, more people than ever will know they carried it out. And they understand that. The enemy knows that it's only going to wake more people up, but that means they're going for broke. And they are going for broke. There are now anti-gun billboards up all over Austin saying, stop crime guns destroy lives. You know, guns, crime guns. There's CPS, grab your kids signs everywhere. There's take your inoculation signs everywhere. They are propagandizing. They don't care if 90-plus percent don't want open borders. They don't care if upwards of 80% don't want the war. They don't care what we want. They don't care what's constitutional. They don't care if we catch them stealing elections. They're going for broke. And see, they have basically cut the rope that tied them to sanity and to reality, and they're going for broke now. They're running scared, which makes them more dangerous than ever, but at least we get to fight them on equal ground, and they don't have the high ground now. At least now it's a 50-50 fighting chance. At least now we didn't let them just have a walk in the park and walk all over us. At least now when they stage more terror attacks, some people will rally to them in fear and cuddle up to them, but that'll wear off even faster. And larger amounts of the population, there are police everywhere who went and read New Scientist and went and read and typed in fluoride studies. They found out the government knew in the 30s it brain damaged you. What are you going to do when your enforcers find out you're poisoning them? What are you going to do, New World Order? Huh? What's you going to do? Oh, you can kill people like me. That'll only make us stronger. That'll only give sustenance to the Liberty Tree.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi neighbor, this is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm sorry that reality is dark. I'm sorry that we have to talk about serious things here, but we've gotten into these straits that we're in today because we've denied reality and we've denied the criminal culture that's exploded and grown up around us and then institutionalized itself and spent trillions of dollars to propagandize the public that slavery is a good thing, that slavery is safety and security when it's not. It is the opposite. Where there is liberty, there is security. Where there is liberty, there is strength. Where there is tyranny, there is despotism and misery. You really ought to go to a third world country, and you ought to get out of the tourist section that they have, even in the worst armpits of the planet. You ought to go see the children with no legs. Because there's usually a toxic waste dump nearby, or maybe they got 3 arms, or maybe they got 1 eye, and you ought to see them, they don't even have wheelchairs, you ought to see them dragging themselves along the ground, sitting outside doorways, the prostitutes, the human sewage running down the street. You ought to really go look at how people live in societies where they have amazing amounts of resources. They have timber. They have oil. They have gold. They have fish. They have fertile fields. But corruption got in place in those nations, whether it's Africa, Latin America, Asia, hundreds, and in some cases thousands of years ago, and strong men got control. And there's always the garrisoned, militarized police nearby. And so a tiny elite of less than 1% owns almost everything. And why do they care if people live in squalor? In fact, they want them to live in squalor. They don't want them to become educated. They don't want them to own property. They don't want them to become independent. And that's what the Royal Commission on Population, the British government model from 1949, implemented as official U.S. policy in 1973 under State Department Memorandum 200. That's the system we're going into. The Carnegie and Ford Foundations openly, and there were congressional hearings on this, so they wanted to destroy the family, destroy the borders, one day destroy the currency when the time was right, and bring you into bondage. Because when you're a poor, pathetic person that works 12 hours a day and then goes home and drinks your malt liquor and watches your football game, and your kids are playing out back in a refuse heap, and they're going to get their first hit of crack soon, shipped in by the government. And then there'll be crack zombies. I mean, I literally drive around in East Austin, and there's a TV station's over there. Been driving around over there for 12, 13 years longer. And it's just, you always see the different waves of crack zombies. They'll be 6 foot three. They'll weigh 85 pounds. Their eyes sunk in, literally like Day of the Dead. You could go hire those people and pay them on set and supply them with crack, and you wouldn't even need makeup for your Day of the Dead zombies. Just zombies running around everywhere. I mean, this is what we've become. This is what we are. And you see the young children in the public schools on the Ritalin and Prozac with their sunken eyes and their black circles and just all of it. We're all going to hell in a handbasket. I hope you know that. And the reason I point out the evil and the reason I point out the sickening things that are going on, the family unraveling, is because if we're not aware of what's happening and the implosion that's taking place, we can't turn this country around. And I say this a lot on air because I know there's young people listening. And I understand the paradigm of how the establishment creates counterculture, most of it, how they push the drug culture. That's been declassified. The CIA put out the drugs, put out the opium, put out the coke, put out the formulae for LSD-25. They created these movements. Then they make it trendy by making it illegal. It has a lot of money involved in it. And so then you go out and get involved in it because you think it's cool and radical and cutting edge. It isn't. You have fallen into a spider's web. Never use it that first time. Never get near it that first time. So if you approach the young people and explain that it's a slave grid, a trap, not just with the dealers wanting to get you hooked and that whole manipulative scumbag society, but the corrupt military-industrial complex that controls the police that wants to fill their private prisons that are owned by the drug cartels, literally. We've tracked it. The big money laundering banks own them. That's how you beat them. Be straight, be strong, exercise. Also, don't be worldly. Don't get into what other kids think about you. Don't care what scum who have totally bought into this modern culture of materialism looking down their nose at you. Feel sorry for them and move on. Beat them. Be strong. Be learned. Dress well. Go to college. Meet a great woman. Meet a great man. Save money, have children, be strong, and raise them to be good, and beat the enemy every time. Every time you stop drinking their fluoride. Every time you quit using their drugs. Even when you quit drinking their alcohol, which is old as the hills, it's part of humanity. Still, they control that. You need to try to get away from that. You're hurting them badly. And that's what you need to do. When you do well, it hurts the New World Order. It makes them pull their dirty hair out. Richard, Eric, Tony, Mark, Joey, many others. We're going to go to your calls here in a moment. I wanted to go ahead and get into this before I forget again, like I did yesterday. I never caught this was yesterday's news. Bush orders NSA to snoop on U.S. agencies. Let me say that again. This is out of the Register, mainstream news. I told you, now again, it wasn't hard to tell you. I've read the congressional reports. I've seen the court cases. I've talked to the experts in the Pentagon and in former intelligence. Most of the NSA spying, I mean, if you're an actual CIA officer or agent or CIA asset, if you're a mid-level, and I mean millions of dollars a year, drug dealer, if you are a inventor or on a small computer company, or if you're in hydrology or you're working on key things in infrastructure, you have physical people, not just AI keyword computers, listening to you, tracking you. You have a person assigned to you. And most of this, in the last 20 years, has been processed out to private corporations. If you're a cop, if you're a lawyer, if you're a DA, you have computers listening to you. If you're FBI, you have computers listening, and people every day with keywords flagging and looking. It's all being recorded. That's your free country. And again, that's so every time the FBI agents, and this came out in several mainstream newspapers, what, the Times of London reported on it, some New York papers reported on it. Remember those headlines? You can go pull them up. We should do flashbacks on these. See the exact headline. Go back into memory from 6 years ago. FBI agents were sure Al-Qaeda had moles at the highest levels of FBI and intelligence. That's, I think you Google that, you'll find it. And it goes on with these quotes going, Al-Qaeda knew our every move. Every time we were about to bust them, we would be called off the case. We would be threatened. We would be reprimanded. See, those guys can't see it. The forest for the trees. It isn't that Al-Qaeda had moles at the highest levels of the FBI directorate and the director of Central Intelligence. That's who runs it. They were trained at the bases. And we have smoking guns with the two different embassy heads that went public, Springman and the other guy, because they weren't going to let them back into the U.S. I know I talk about this, but it's important. If you told your neighbors, if you give them the articles, came out in the Canadian papers, I interviewed them, they weren't going to let Mohammed Atta and the other guys back in. They were flagged as Al-Qaeda terrorists. And they said no. And the State Department deputy head called him and said, let him in. And he said no. And they sent him a sealed and partially blacked out CIA official letterhead and a call saying, yes, these are our agents. The terror designation is their cover. End of case. They should all be arrested right now. End. Absolute. Red-handed. You're caught. Done deal. Springman and others risked their lives. Colonel Butler, the head of the Defense Language School, the dean, risked his life. They began court-martialing him for releasing national security information until he agreed to shut up. When he told the AP and he told the Pensacola News Journal, not the Pensacola News Journal, that was them trained at the other base in Newsweek, the San Jose Mercury News, that these guys trained in our base, these were government agents, the government's behind this. He said, I don't know what's going on, but those guys that are on TV were trained by me! Case closed. End of it. And I'm not supposed to go on air and talk about 9/11 being an inside job? And the people that attack me and say I'm making it up, that it's an inside job, you attack me with the stuff your COINTELPRO disinfo people put out about space beams and about no planes, and those guys violently go around demanding that people, really aggressively, demanding that everybody cover it. And they get all these weak-minded people to follow them so that Hearst Publishing and the rest of them can attack us using the stuff the government put out. It's exactly what they did with the Kennedy assassination. It's the exact same thing. Doesn't matter, though. Your credibility's blown. You've been caught lying so many times. You've been caught killing citizens so many times. They got an army of killers, folks. People say, why do I bring up being killed? Well, that's every other comment on the message boards and the YouTube and the question I get 50 times a day. And every time I do a radio interview, that's the question I get. I'm sick of it. I don't like thinking about it, but it's one of your big questions you ask me. And number one, it's because God's in control. And I know I wouldn't be here. Before I got into all this stuff, the stuff that happened to me in my life, I wouldn't be here. I've had a lot of near-death experiences, folks. And really, just quit asking me about it. I'm sick of it. But I know that isn't going to happen because we talk to new audience all the time and new people call all the time or on other shows all the time. If that's true and they're so evil, why aren't you dead? Well, I don't know why I'm not dead, I guess, on this earthly plane. I guess it's because if they kill me, I've got a big body of work and people will pay more attention to what I've had to say. Maybe I'm a little young for it to look like I have a heart attack, their favorite way of killing most people. I mean, I've been physically attacked, told to shut up. A lot of other things happened to me. I got death threats yesterday. Phone calls. Emails. I want the people knowing that death threat me whenever I'm tired, whenever it's 10, 11, 12 at night, and I've got more work to do. It is an ego that drives me to do the work I do. And in fact, I miss the ego I had years ago as it fades away. People take my bold stance against tyranny and my leadership as ego. It's not. It's passion. It's desire. It's my heart. It's who I am. It's the pain I feel for those I know that are weak, who are being abused and hurt, who I have empathy for. Because if you don't have empathy, you're not even alive. But when people threaten me and people do things bad to me and my family, it only makes me work harder. And I hope you know that, and I hope you understand that. That's why I'll never stop. I'll never stop. I'm committed, and that's a key word. I am committed. I've already jumped out of the airplane, folks. Whether my chute's going to open or not, who knows? We'll find out. The point is, I jumped out of that airplane, and I'm committed, and there's nothing you can do to me that'll make me stop, because I can't stop. I can't censor myself. I can't control what I say. I am who I am. I prescript nothing of what I say on air. I just go with the flow of truth. And I do the best that I can to warn people and wake them up. And I want to tell all the government agents, and I want to tell all the minions of the system something. You know you're working for an evil system. And you've decided to be worldly. Out of fear, you've decided, many of you, to go ahead and serve the system. You better stay in it and try to ride the tiger. Others of you enjoy evil. You enjoy raw power. You enjoy the vicious exercise of it on innocents. You're psychopaths. You're sadists. And still others are delusional. They've bought into the lie. They've bought into the image of the FBI agent as Captain America, or the BATF agent as the good guy, and you're fighting criminals, so you've got to be more criminal than the criminals. Or your uncle got shot with a gun, so you know, guns are bad. Whatever freak view you've got. But you're on the wrong side of history. And even if you don't believe in God, you're on the wrong side of goodness. You're on the wrong side, and together, taken together, this out-of-control animal that you compose, this beast, this machine that's been turned loose, is going to chew you right up with everybody else. The pit you dig for your neighbor is the pit you are going to fall into. And I just want you to know that. And I want that to sink in real good, because you know out there listening, people who are evil, those of you that hate goodness and righteousness, those of you that revel in darkness, like a moth to the light, to the flame, I've been there. I've been where you're at. And you better hope you turn back before it's too late. you better hope you turn back towards the light before you get so deep into evil and do so many bad things that God turns you completely over to your known nature and turns you completely over to the God of this world that you think is so sexy. Evil isn't sexy. You know what evil is? It's rickety, leaning, two-story slums with mud streets with feces running down the middle of it, with dirty whores whose white linen has turned yellow out in the Mediterranean sun, with children with different ailments and who don't even have their parents. We've got worms in their liver and their guts who are in pain every day. It's a pile of stinking dead bodies. It's burnout cities. It's black uniforms. It's people chained down, having their teeth ripped out and their fingernails torn out. It's the flu on a planetary scale. It's piles of dead bodies to the sun.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Now that we are in the midst of the presidential primaries, Republican candidate Ron Paul needs our support more than ever. Ron Paul stands for the issues that need to be addressed and not glossed over and forgotten like the globalist crowd being fielded. Unlike other candidates, Ron Paul takes a stand to follow what our forefathers envisioned America to be through the Constitution. Dr. Paul will restore sound money, eliminate the IRS, prevent the NAU, get us back to our constitutional roots, and guard our nation here at home by bringing home the troops. Show your support for Ron Paul today. Go to ronpaulstickers.com to find the latest Ron Paul promotional media to help promote our last hope for America. Yard signs, bumper stickers, window decals, buttons, car magnets, and much more. Support Ron Paul. Take the stand for the traditional values that America needs. Go to ronpaulstickers.com and help get the word out about Ron Paul. This is our chance, America. Stand up. Now is the time to act.
Keep on riding, riding.
All right, I promise. As soon as we start the second hour, I'm going right to your calls and all the election fraud news. You know, when you picture the evil of the New World Order, I remember it was, what, 3 years ago, Bush did a tour of, what was it, several African nations. I know it was in the BBC, the description of it, several other papers. He was going into one, and in the week before, they bulldozed tens of thousands of shantytown homes on the main road to the airport. And it said they arrested more than 10,000 people and stuck them in the sports stadium for martial law for the week just so Bush wouldn't have to look at them. See, that's how they'll treat us in America if they could have their way. That's who they are. A John F. Kennedy would have gotten out of the car. And for all of his evils, and he wasn't a perfect man, he did have humanity. I've seen the films, clips. Where you watch Bill Clinton acting fake with a bunch of African children. It's as fake as it gets. It wasn't with JFK. He would have gotten out, and he would have been with those people. But not the elite. No, they don't just drive by in their armored limousines. They have it all bulldozed out, and it turned out the White House had told them to do it. And when the Queen of England, quote, goes to an African nation, she doesn't really go. She goes to a soundstage for a soap opera with actors, and they stage that she is with the people. That came out in the BBC. Oh, there's nothing fake. There's nothing staged. So I want to tell everybody who works for the government, I want you to listen up, and I want you to listen real good. Bush orders NSA to snoop on U.S. agencies. Again, this is a public announcement of what's been going on for 50 years because they want you to know now. See, they know you've been buying into, well, this is America. They don't listen to me. They listen to Bin Laden. They want you to know now to scare you. I'm telling you, don't be afraid. I'm telling you, stand up to these people, because the valiant only die once, ladies and gentlemen, but the coward dies a thousand deaths. Bush orders NSA to snoop on U.S. agencies, the Register. Not content with spying on other countries, the NSA, National Security Agency, which in the 80s they said didn't exist, will now turn on the U.S.'s own government agencies thanks to a fresh directive from President George Bush. Under the new guidelines, the NSA and other agencies can bore into the internet networks of all their peers. The Bush administration pulled off this spy expansion by pointing to an increase in the number of cyber attacks directed against the U.S., possibly by foreign nations. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence will spearhead the effort around identifying the source of these attacks, while the Department of Homeland Security and Pentagon will concentrate on retaliation.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.